Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up! NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now. We veered into real life in our last hour. We will go back to the whole issue of, you know, Washington, a wall, not Kevin Wall, but a wall. I want you to hear from Tucker Carlson, because he said it better. A lot of times I bring you audio clips of people in the media who articulate a given issue better than I can. I admit it. I'm not the brightest bulb in the bunch a lot of times, and especially when it comes to this border wall. I don't know how many of you caught my act last night, actually yesterday afternoon, on News 3 here in Las Vegas. But I told Jeff Gillen, and I think it made the final cut, that I was a little underwhelmed by $1.3 billion for a border wall. And Tucker Carlson exposed the left's fear-mongering when it comes to the wall. I want you to listen. This is cut two from Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel.
It's not about some flood of killers and gangsters, the brown menace, as I call what the president is pandering.
To blatantly attempt to stir up fear of people of color, of brown people, as my colleague Chris calls it, the brown menace that he's trying to scare you with.
The wall is kind of a metaphor for Donald Trump's presidency. The foundation of the wall is hate. It's fear.
Yep.
And it becomes fear of the other. And then it becomes fear of brown people. And it becomes fear of caravans and fear of invasion.
We need an IQ test in cable TV. We can't just give these jobs to anybody. Is there like some kind of lottery for these jobs? Anyway, deadly, bigoted, terrifying. That's what the left says it thinks of border walls. And yet, amazingly, as of tonight, Democrats in Congress have agreed to pay for one, sort of, a version of one, really. Congressional negotiators say they are willing to give the president $1.3 billion for a border barrier. That's a quarter of what he asked for. It's slightly less than Democrats offered back in December before the government shutdown. The money could only be used on existing fence concepts along about 50 miles of border. That's not much, admittedly. But given the rhetoric, it's more than you might have expected. What's not in the deal so far? Well, there's no universal E-Verify that would prevent employers from hiring illegal immigrant labor. There's nothing to deter sanctuary cities or otherwise enhance enforcement of our immigration laws. On the other hand, there's also no amnesty for DACA recipients or anyone else. Democrats are trying to restrict funding for ICE detention beds, but ICE will still exist if this deal is signed. The president said he's disappointed in the terms, but at this point he seems unlikely to veto it. This is not the end of the debate over border security, as long as the Democratic Party says it believes that locking your door at night is an expression of hate and fear. This will continue.
Nah, it will. Now, those of you, again, most of us don't know what is going to be in this bill. And I'm told it's like 1,000 pages. And that's why right now the president is withholding judgment until he sees the legislative language. Until he knows exactly what is in this bill. You can't pass a bill without knowing what's in it. I'm going to open up our phone lines, and this is an important issue. This is our homeland security. What do we have? 1,000, 2,000 people coming through our borders every day? Some of them are perfectly nice people. They may have diseases. Their kids may have lice. But it doesn't matter. They're well-meaning. But there are other people who are drug and sex traffickers. And they're coming across the border with the nice people. Unfortunately, you've got to close the border to both. I want to find out if $1.3 billion, it is chump change when what you need is probably $20 billion. But $1.3 billion, is the president caving? And will conservatives stand by the president on this bill if he chooses to sign it? I'm going to open up our phone lines right now. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And I want to find out from you. Is this an issue that is worth closing the government again over? We'll see what you think. You want to join us? Want to be a part of the show? You can. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter? I love it when you follow me on Twitter. At Kevin Wall Radio. In fact, during the break, I'm going to be tweeting out again. No, I mean, I'm just telling you. But I love it. At Kevin Wall Radio. It's easy. Is this a bill that's worth, you know, is this a hill worth dying for, if you want to know what I mean? In political terms. By the way, the funniest thing happened this morning. Mitch McConnell at a news conference said that he plans on bringing up for a vote the Green New Deal. And essentially getting the presidential wannabes on the record for eliminating the airline industry, eliminating the oil and natural gas industry, and essentially doing away with millions and millions and millions of jobs. And we'll see how that plays with voters in 2020. And of course, the Democrats, they openly embrace the Green New Deal. I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of these Democrats are going to rue the day they ever embrace this thing. Because even though we don't know what exactly the Green New Deal is, it's going to cost a lot of jobs. It's going to eliminate the airline industry. If you have a brother or a sister-in-law that works for the airlines, they're toast. I'm just telling you. Take a break and then we'll get to your calls. Stay where you are. My name is Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now.
Councilman Steve Soroka ran on a promise of settling the issues regarding Badlands Golf Course. that he would work with all parties to solve the issues once and for all. That promise was empty. All he has done since his election is delay and obstruct any attempts toward a solution. Though the owners of the property are willing to meet anytime, anywhere to discuss the issue, Councilman Soroka has met with them once. Doesn't sound like someone who is working toward a solution. His refusal to resolve the matter not only leaves a huge undeveloped area in the middle of the district, but has left the taxpayers on the hook for possible endless legal bills and huge damage awards, while killing the opportunity for hundreds of jobs and millions in economic activity in the process. Enough is enough. It's time to put an end to this once and for all and recall Steve Soroka and elect someone who will solve problems and not compound them. To learn more about the issue and how you can be involved, please visit StopSoroka.com. StopSoroka.com. This ad was paid for by the committee to recall Councilman Steve Soroka.
This year, make Valentine's Day extra special at Rhythm Kitchen. Hey, Kevin Wall here. At Rhythm Kitchen, you get to choose how you want to celebrate. Their dining room and cocktail lounge will be serving a full menu beginning at 5:30. Or dine in their elegant grand ballroom with a four-course meal that you'll not soon forget. You'll enjoy lump blue crab cakes, Caesar salad, surf and turf featuring a petite filet and lobster, a tasty Valentine's Day dessert plus a commemorative bottle of champagne. You'll enjoy an incredible meal with breathtaking views of the Las Vegas Strip, all for just $175 per couple. Seating is limited, so call for reservations at 702-767-8438. That's 702-767-8438. Or check out this amazing Valentine's Day package at RhythmKitchenSeafoodAndSteaks.com. Rhythm Kitchen Seafood and Steaks, conveniently located on South Decatur, just off the 215, 702-767-8438.
Hello, this is Nathan Taylor, President and CEO of the Taylor Consulting Group. Have you been wanting to start a business but just can't seem to find the time to go through the mountains of paperwork the government requires? Are you just overwhelmed by the bureaucracy and the burdensome regulations? Well, fear no more, because the Taylor Consulting Group is your one-stop shop for all your business consulting needs. Whether it's starting a restaurant, a tavern, or a cafe, our knowledgeable staff will guide you through the licensing process. We specialize in gaming licenses, liquor licenses, and land use consulting. Don't wait any longer to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true. Contact the Taylor Consulting Group today at 702-483-7045. That's 702-483-7045. 702-483-7045. Or visit our website at thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. That's thetaylorconsultinggroup.com. At the Taylor Consulting Group, your success is our business.
For many, open enrollment 2019 closed on December 15th. Not if you're self-employed or an independent contractor. You have plenty of time to enroll. In fact, you can enroll up until February 28th for a March 1st effective date. Anyone who's paid on a 1099, has had a Nevada business license for at least 6 months, or is a member of the Real Estate Association, GLVAR, has the opportunity to enroll into better coverage for lower premiums. For more information, call Patrick Casale of the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. The opportunity to buy better plans is now a reality. Lower deductibles, better premiums with national access networks is now an option. Call me, Patrick Casale, at the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449, and find out the options do exist. For more information, check out my website, The MultiCare Group. That's themulticaregroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget, all in-studio guests on Live and Local now receive a bottle of real water. In fact, Bella Cummins went away with a couple of bottles of real water. You know, with real water, you can hydrate like never before. How do they do it? Well, since real water is alkaline with an 8.0 pH and negative ionized, it can help your body to restore balance and reach your full potential. Real water, it's available right now at Terrible Herbs gas stations all across Nevada and in participating Valley Meat Markets in Indio for the everyday low price of just two for $3. That's two for $3. Last Thursday, I think, was my delivery day for Real Water Home Delivery. You want to save even more money? And you want to save money? And they bring it right to your door. Try realwaterhomedelivery.com. That's realwaterhomedelivery.com. Okay. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding patiently. We're talking about whether this is a hill to die for. Is this argument about a border wall? The president says it's a national emergency. I happen to agree with him. The people coming across our southern border, we have no clue who they are or whether they mean us harm. We don't know. A lot of them are probably just families with kids, and that's fine. But we are a sovereign nation. We have the right to admit the people we want and the people we don't want. Alex, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Right now, I believe that since the media is against Donald Trump, I think he's going to have to go piece by piece on this whole situation and not shut down the government again. I do understand there's a lot of people that are for the wall, but they've been brainwashed every evening when they go home and watch the news, and that's the only info a lot of these people get is just watching the local ABC, NBC, the CNNs. And so it's a very difficult situation. But personally, am I going to abandon the president that I voted for? Of course not. He's not a dictator. He can't just say, I'm going to do this and forget the Congress. He's got to deal with the Democrats, especially now that we got this situation with the House. One of the things I do want to mention is the leftist progressives are going to be calling. This is what I've heard on the Spanish radio just yesterday, to call Sheriff Lombardo to do away with the agreement that Las Vegas Metropolitan Police has with ICE. It has to do with, I believe it's called 287J. I don't know if you guys are aware of that.
No, it's 287G, as in George.
G, okay.
And it is the, yes. The mechanism whereby the federal government and the local governments interact. They share information. They hold folks. 287G has been in place, gosh, for 5 or 10 years.
Yeah, so I request that everybody, I don't care, as long as you love this country and you care about your neighborhoods, because these kind of issues start out locally. And if he gets bombarded, Sheriff Lombardo gets bombarded, and there's not something that's going to neutralize the issue of they really want to get rid of this. They basically want that if somebody here gets pulled over and it's determined they're drunk and they get thrown in jail, they basically they want the Sheriff Lombardo to say, well, forget it. What do we care? We're not involved in immigration statutes or nothing like that, which is absolutely ridiculous because the police in Las Vegas always stop people here, drug trafficking or other federal crimes. And what do? They don't release the people. They call the federal agents. Am I right or wrong? Of course,
well,
they
and
do,
this,
right?
And this is where it gets sticky, because and I know we've got a lot of cops that are off shift. Call me right now at 844 the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. If you are a Metro cop, one of my cop buddies, what is it you're required to do? What is it you pull somebody over? They don't have a driver's license. They don't have proof of citizenship. What are you supposed to do? What is it you're being told to do? What are the marching orders for cop shops around Southern Nevada and Northern Nevada as well? What is the mandate? What are you supposed to do? Meanwhile, we've got a bunch of presidential wannabes. Here is an undeclared, but very interested, independent. Howard Schultz had his coming out party last night. Was on with Poppy Harlow on CNN. And I want you to listen to how this guy is a milquetoast. How he dodged Poppy Harlow's questions. This is cut 4, by the way. Of whether he will sell his Starbucks stock before becoming president. I mean, that's a fairly simple Will you divest of all your Starbucks stock? I mean, it's got to be worth billions. This was Howard Schultz last night on CNN.
If you run for president, if you become president, Mr. Schultz, will you sell all of your shares in Starbucks?
Well, I think we're getting way premature. This is my third week since 60 Minutes.
I think people laugh, but yeah. You're seriously considering
yes.
it.
Yeah.
You have a huge stake, over yeah. $2 billion in Starbucks. The biggest market for Starbucks will soon be China.
Yeah.
And we have seen what has happened in this presidency.
Yeah. I think the best way to say that is that I will do nothing whatsoever to have any conflict of interest between my investments overall or my interest in the company that I love, because I will put the role and responsibility and the accountability for results first if I run for president and I'm fortunate enough to win. And that is a promise I make to the American people.
Have you not decided if you would sell all of your shares?
I don't think that's the question. I think there's multiple ways to do this. No, I'm not evading the question. There's multiple ways to do this, to set up a blind trust, to do lots of things, to remove any conflict of interest.
It sounds like a dodge to me. And by the way, she gave him a couple of different opportunities to make it right. This guy is going nowhere. This guy is toast. If he can't answer a simple question with a simple answer, this guy ain't going nowhere. What's his name? Howard Schultz. Remember the name? He's the founder and former CEO of Starbucks. And the guy clearly does not understand what he's doing. And by the way, the whole issue of, well, we can do a blind trust. That same thing that confronted candidate Donald Trump. I mean, that's almost identical. You got all these holdings around the world. What are you going to do with them? Is it going to be a deal where we have to end up saying billionaires need not apply for this job? I mean, if you're a billionaire and you can afford to spend, you know, $600 million on a campaign. And again, that's the money that the campaign spent. That's not the money that the Donald Trump contributed. I think he only contributed like $50 million or something to keep the Trump jet fueled and ready to go when he did these, you know, five rallies in 3 days or something like that, or in one day. Yeah. Coming up. Very excited. We're going to go to your phone calls and interact with you. You know what the stakes are. And you know that there's a game of political chicken going on right now in Washington. Who will blink first? Will the president accept $1.3 billion? Be listening. You may get the answer in just a couple of minutes. I'm Kevin Wall. The program is live and local now. I've spent the last 12 hours or so, and I did it overnight, and I did a little bit this morning, trying to gauge reaction and support for this border wall thing, this settlement, if you will. And the more people I talk to, the more people I see are denigrating it. Now, for those of you that caught my act last night, yesterday afternoon, 5 o'clock show on News 3. Jeff Gillen came by, did a nice interview, and they used a bunch of it for their story last night. You can go to the News 3 website and you can see the story. It's about possible government shutdown, who would be impacted by it. And they used a clip of me One of the things I said was, I'm underwhelmed by $1.3 billion. The president may have a way of getting another $3 or $4 billion right away out of some slush fund. It's not the way I would do it, but that's fine. But Sean Hannity, who has been a staunch supporter of the president, is joining the president. This is cut five, by the way. In his opposition to this border wall bill, Hannity is essentially standing with the president.
So we have a bipartisan congressional committee. They have agreed to allocate a whopping $1.375 billion for new border wall construction. Now, that pales in comparison to the president's request for $5.7 billion, but would fund approximately 55 miles of new wall construction on a border that is 2,000 miles long. And we haven't seen the language, nor has the White House. Sources are telling me that it's still being worked out. But if Democrats are going to put a lot of restrictions on wall construction, in other words, that it's not really wall money, this is not a bill the president will be able to sign. He'll then need a clean CR. Earlier today, here is how the president responded to the initial details of this new budget deal. Take a look.
Sir, will you sign Congress's border deal?
I have to study it. I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick, but I'm adding things to it. And when you add whatever I have to add, it's all going to happen where we're going to build a beautiful, big, strong wall that's not going to let criminals and traffickers and drug dealers and drugs into our country. It's very simple. So I can tell you that, am I happy at first glance? I just got to see it. The answer is no, I'm not. I'm not happy.
I'm not happy either. Nobody should be happy. The president has every right to be angry. The so-called compromise is typical of the D.C. sewer and swamp, and its level of funding for security and safety of the American people is pathetic. It's almost as if lawmakers in Washington, from the comfort of their own walled homes, they don't realize the horrors of sex trafficking, even young girls put into prostitution, human trafficking, the drug trafficking. 90% of our heroin comes across that southern border. It occurs every single day of every week, of every month, of every year. It's almost as if they just don't care. In the past 2 years alone, criminal, illegal aliens have been responsible for 100,000 assault charges, 30,000 sexual assault crimes, and 4,000 murders and homicides. It's as if they don't care. And that yesterday, by the way, 330 illegal immigrants, including many unaccompanied minors, were apprehended west of El Paso, where there's no border wall. It's almost as if they don't care about the angel moms and dads that we have interviewed on this very show. Children, their kids, senselessly taken by people who crossed, their lives taken by people that crossed these borders illegally. Have any Democrats actually called any of the families of these victims? Now, it would be perfectly reasonable for President Trump to reject this bill.
By the way, just for the record, he might. I mean, everybody's expecting him to sign it, hold his nose, and sign the bill. I'm going to be honest with you. I think he might not sign it. He might just put it in his desk and not sign it at all. Now, I want to ask you the question. A bill that provides for $1.3 billion in border wall construction, no caps on detention beds. Is this a bill that's worth shutting the government down over? You are the customer. You are the client, if you will. It's one thing to hear from all the talking heads on cable news. It's another to actually talk about, you know, how it's going to impact you. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. The last government shutdown, 35 some odd days, didn't impact me a bit. What about Kay Granger? It's cut three. She's a congressman from Texas. She was on the committee, the appropriating committees, that negotiated a settlement. I want to let you hear from Kay Granger. Congressman from Texas was on with Tucker Carlson last night. her reaction to the border wall agreement, what they're calling an agreement in principle. And again, we're still waiting for the language. This was Kay Granger last night on Tucker Carlson.
Are you happy with how this turned out?
I'm pleased. I wish we'd gotten more, but I'm glad we're going to help the president build a wall. It's going to be a good wall, and we went to see that. I just got back from the border about an hour before his State of the Union, and I was so happy to see that he showed that wall and what's going to happen there. We were there for 3 days, went all the way from McAllen, Texas, you know where that was, El Paso, San Diego, California, to see what's happening and where it's safe and where it's not
safe. So Democrats are saying this is not a wall and it would only cover about 55 miles of a border that's thousands of miles long.
Well, they're wrong. Okay. It is a wall. In fact, it was a wall. It was 20 years in the making because they tried different ways to make some sort of barrier. And most of them were poorly made, not enough funding, fell down, that sort of thing. But this wall we went right by what the border security needs. You can see through it so they can see, or are there five people over there or 500? Do they have guns or rocks or what's happening there? It can't be driven through. You can't cut through it. It's steel filled with concrete.
Okay, I think we get the gist. I'm just going to tell you this, you know, and people on the left will never be happy on any product approved by the president. It will never be good enough. The barrier will never be high enough. They just don't care. Chuck Todd's a great example. Let's cut one. This is Chuck Todd yesterday on MSNBC, that Meet the Press daily thing that he does. And he says that the president is guilty of a massive, massive deception.
We begin tonight with an unprecedented level of presidential deception. We're not going to bring the alternate reality camera out tonight because we get the big table out. But right now, the president seems to be pretending to fulfill his campaign promise by pretending to build his wall. This was the scene at his rally in El Paso, Texas, last night. And when the crowds chanted, "Build the wall," he attempted to correct them. "It's finish the wall," as the giant banners told them to say. And when a bipartisan group of congressional negotiators reached a deal in principle to prevent another shutdown this Friday, a deal which funds just 55 miles of new fencing, whatever you want to call it, the president responded today with a long and winding rant suggesting the deal is irrelevant because the wall is all but built or it's being built. Here's a quick fact check. There is no wall. A number of journalists, including at NBC News, reported last month that no new miles of wall or barriers has ever been built under this president. None. A White House official today told NBC News that they are considering other options to build a, quote, more substantial barrier because the congressional deal does not authorize it. But those other options, including an emergency declaration, they all may be unconstitutional.
Okay. Now, I want you to hear Sean Hannity, because there is a plan B. This is cut six, by the way. There is a plan B to the border wall bill that would keep the government open. It's a little complex, but Sean Hannity tries to break it down for you.
I'm not as concerned as some other conservatives if the president signs the bill, but there's a couple of ifs. Step one, president decides he wants to sign the compromise, which would guarantee the $1.375 billion down payment for the wall. Okay, that money can be used immediately. Now, if he takes step two, which is the president utilizing monies identified, some $900 million for additional construction that is already available for the administration's discretion, that would be about $2.3 billion. But the important third step needs to happen simultaneously. And that would be the president would need to declare a national emergency. This is the time. That is a necessity. And the president, I think I know him pretty well, telegraphed that very thing just today. You just heard him indicate a coming fine the other monies on top of whatever Congress gives him. Now, that would allow the administration to access billions more in wall funding. And by the way, the national emergency, as we always see with the Democrats, they'll go judge shopping in California or Oregon or Hawaii. And then, because of all the constitutional issues involved, being number one an emergency, separation of powers, the president's role as our commander in chief, I think the president is on very firm legal grounds, given the national security risks that are stemming from a poor southern border. And additionally, the president has even further authority, which the Supreme Court, I'm sure, would look at. And that would be a real law, 10 U.S.C. 284, that gives the president, in other words, the executive branch, the authority for the construction of roads and fences and the installation of lighting to block drug smuggling corridors across international boundaries of the United States.
That was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. I'm going to tell you, there is a plan B, and I think plan B may be the alternative. That may be the way the president builds his border wall. And by the way, I love the idea of taxing remuneration or remittance or whatever you want to call it. You know, the people that go to a Walmart with cash in hand and they want to wire it to somebody down in Central America, South America, wherever it might be. They call them remittances, I think it is. And I think taxing those funds, and it's in the billions of dollars, would be a way to help fund the border wall. We'll take a break. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? And by the way, is this the bill? This agreement in principle put to legislative language. Is that the answer for our border security? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. First-time callers, always welcome. Just let Jameson know that you're a first-time caller. He'll whisper it in my ear, and then I'll blab it to everybody. It's the way it works here. No. We have a slogan here at Live and Local Now. Be there or be talked about. Yeah. That's how we do it. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, Live and Local, now.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. For this Christmas, Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I am Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now. It looks like the rain's starting to move into the area here in southern Nevada. The dark skies, it's been cloudy all morning. In fact, it's been gloomy, downright gloomy, and maybe moving our way. We'll keep you apprised of the weather situation. You know what tomorrow is? Oh, my God. You don't know. You don't know tomorrow. Valentine's Day. And trust me, you do not want to forget Valentine's Day. So here's a suggestion. Celebrate at Ichabod's. Tomorrow, beginning at 3 o'clock, you and your main squeeze can choose from veal marsala, walleye, surf and turf, lamb chops, and my personal favorite, succulent prime rib. Ichabod's, taking reservations right now. No, I'm serious. Call them right now. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. And I'll see you there tomorrow for Valentine's Day. Anyway, you want to join us, you want to be a part of the show, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to your phone calls. In fact, let's go to Calvin. Calvin, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
How you doing, Kevin?
I'm good, man.
I want to say one thing about this wall. I like some of the things Trump's doing, and we're always holding accountable to the things that he's coming through with. He said Mexico was going to pay for the wall, so I only want plan A and B. Mexico pay for the wall, and El Chapo pay for it. Anything other than that, I'm against it, 100%.
Wouldn't that be wild, though, if when they found all the money that El Chapo's got? And I'm sure he's hiding it all kinds of different places. But if
he
they
may
did.
Be hiding it, but El Chapo didn't run on the platform. Trump did. And he clearly stated who's going to pay for the wall? Who? Mexico. So if El Chapo pays for it, or if Mexico pays for it, I'm 100% behind him. Other than that, I did not run on a platform to pay for a wall. I'm sorry.
So you, on principle, you don't like the wall, but because he promised it, you'll take it. Is that where you are, Calvin?
Yes.
Wow. And if he doesn't get the wall?
And then you know what? I'm also, look, I was a police officer for 30 years. I'm all for protecting our borders with our military. Let's pay our military to protect our borders.
Wow.
That's well-spent money.
There you go. Thanks, Calvin. Yeah. Well-spent money. And again, thank you for your service to our community. Law enforcement, you know what I mean? By the way, did you see yesterday? Didn't get a lot of play in the fake news media, except in a negative way, and we'll tell you about that in a second. But Senator Shelby, I believe he's of Alabama, I think, said that the Senate Intelligence Committee has found no direct link between the Trump campaign, Donald Trump, and the Russian government. No collusion whatsoever. And the former Senate, so then what happened was MSNBC and CNN, they all were racing to get intelligence people to say that's a crock, to discredit it. John Brennan is the former CIA director. This is Cut 7, by the way. And he was on with Nicole Wallace on MSNBC. Doesn't like the Senate Intelligence Committee weighing in on collusion. Now they don't even want the Senate Intelligence Committee to weigh in on Russian collusion. I mean, I thought that's what they were there to do. This was John Brennan late yesterday on MSNBC. Here it is.
We know from sentencing documents that they shared polling data. So in your mind, I know we conflate them, and it's the fault of people like me on television who don't know the distinction, but it would seem that collusion is obvious. A criminal conspiracy is unknown.
There's collusion in plain sight. Donald Trump at the end of July openly called on Russian intelligence to find Hillary Clinton's emails. There were engagements at the Trump Tower. There were the back and forth between various individuals who were affiliated with the Trump campaign and Russian individuals. That collusion, I think, is quite obvious and apparent. What the Mueller team is doing is trying to determine whether or not the engagement rises to the level of criminal conspiracy, whether they violated the law. You can collude without violating the law. And I know the Senate Intelligence Committee came out and said they found no direct evidence of criminal conspiracy, but that's not the Senate Intelligence Committee's remit. It is the FBI and a special counsel's team to do the criminal investigation. I was hoping that the Senate Intelligence Committee was going to look at what the Russians actually did. How did the government respond? The intelligence community, the law enforcement community. What can we do to better prepare ourselves in the future to prevent the Russians from interfering in the election? Do the intelligence community agencies need to have greater authorities or tools or capabilities? Does there need to be greater collaboration between the federal government and the states in order to ensure that the voting infrastructure is going to be better protected? These are the things that our congressional committees should be doing. But criminal investigation should be left to the Department of Justice, the FBI, and a special counsel.
That's John Brennan, former CIA director. Coming up, Kelly McEnany from our nation's capital. Yeah. She knows what's going on. Will the president sign the border bill? We'll talk about that and more coming up live and local now. Hot air ballooning. Over the decades, many of you have enjoyed the freedom of flight, floating high above the Las Vegas Valley, overlooking the beauty and diversity of our great city. But one segment of our society has been denied that opportunity. Wounded warriors, seniors, children with disabilities, in fact, anyone who's mobility challenged or might have trouble coming aboard. But all that has changed. Hey, Kevin Wall here, chairman of the board of Chariot of Fire Ballooning, a new 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to provide free or subsidized flights for those who can't afford it on one of a handful of hot air balloons in the world that are wheelchair accessible. Unlike other hot air balloons where you have to climb up and over into the basket, Chariot of Fire features a basket with a ramp so that everyone can come aboard with ease and with dignity. But I need your help. If you'd like to help wounded warriors and others in our community who are mobility challenged to live out their dream of flight, check out chariotoffireballooning.org. Your donation is tax deductible. That's chariotoffireballooning.org. And thank you in advance for your generosity.